And he said, today, when you hear my voice, harden not your heart, says the Lord. He's saying now, Cora doesn't know what I want you to do. She doesn't know what I told you to do. And I haven't told her. He said, but you know. And all that you don't know, he said, pray it out, seek my face, and get, you know, in the Bible, it talks about that leviton. And his scales were so tight, they pronounce it Leviathan, that creature, they really don't know what it is. In different Bibles and different books calls it different things. But it is so tight. It is so tight. The scales are, said, no air can get between. He said, that's the way I want you with me. And now you're sitting over there and saying, I wonder what God's talking to them. He said, you too, you too, you too. I've called all of you. You have a special call on your life. Too many of you are just sitting back, letting everybody do the work. Lord, may I inject this? Yeah. We're having cleanup day Saturday. We can't have five people show up and get the job done. We need all of you. Those of you sitting at home, we need all of you. And we can get the job done. God said, I need all of you to carry out my mission to preach the gospel all over the world. But some people have special assignments. And they haven't taken them seriously. And he said, take me seriously tonight. And then he spoke this to me. And this is to all the praise team and all the musicians. Praise and worship singers must meditate the word. Kenneth Hagin said one of the ways that you can be able to be led by the Spirit of God is to meditate the word of God. And the scripture says, I meditate the word day and night. So he said this. He said, praise and worship leaders, singers, must meditate the word in order to know how to lead the congregation into worship. So I went to find out, well, what does lead mean? It means to go before, to show the way, to influence, to persuade, to bring about. You cannot know where the worship should go without having not just confessed and read the word. In other words, if you are as a praise leader, as a musician, as praise team, if you're going to lead us into worship, it's got to be by the power and the anointing of God, not just your giftings. And I'm not saying you're not doing it. I'm just telling you what the Lord said. Not by your giftings. I remember hearing of a man doing the 23rd Psalm. Every enunciation and pronunciation and punctuation done exquisitely, and nobody was moved. And the man that came in with broken language and said it, and everybody was moved. The difference was the Spirit of God that was in him. And then he said, worship is, I looked up the definition. Worship is from the old English word meaning worthiness or worship, to give worth to something or to honor its worth. And so what your job to do is to bring us to the point of honoring God and showing forth his worthship, his worthiness for us to give him our time and our attention and our love. Now, we can't follow if we hadn't meditated the word either. We'll just wonder, what are they talking about? Amen? Amen? And so we have to make up our minds that we're going to dig a hole. We're going to go somewhere and dig a hole. That is, we're going to become doers of this word of God. I read somewhere, I heard somewhere, Oral Roberts was a man of faith and a man of action. And said if he had a project, he was going to do something. So for example, if he was going to build a building, he'd just go dig a hole. That's an act of faith. And so we're going to do an act of faith and make sure that when we come in here, led by the praise team, we have their back 100%. Because we are just as full of the word as they are. They don't have to beg and they don't have to pull and they don't have to lull to try to get us to worship our God, to show forth their worthiness. It is time out, way time out for people not to value the word of God, not to value the assembling together, not to value the church of the Almighty God, the building, the gathering itself. He said, I am the Lord thy God. I am the one who have brought you up, brought me out of the cotton field, the corn field, the sorghum field, and said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. I am the Lord your God. And think I haven't had to do a lot of repenting. But I don't need to have to repent anymore because he has told me and he has warned me. And he is saying to you and to me and those of you who are listening who don't count the value of meeting together, the value of loving your God, the value of giving him the honor that's due his name.